Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Inauguration that sources tell ABC she will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for him?
You know, so it's just like it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him, Senator?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two house fires broke out during bitter cold temperatures yesterday. The first was in Fitchburg on Thurston Lane near Verona Road in the Beltline. Two people there were hurt. They're both expected to be okay. The second fire was at a building on the north side of Madison. Dispatchers got the call at about 7:30. Three people were displaced from their homes. One of them was hurt. And a family dog died. Now, the temperature was either below zero or right at zero when these fires broke out, which poses challenges for firefighters. It was so cold that in the aftermath of the Fitchburg fire, they ended up calling over a metro bus so everybody could at least be in the heat while they figured out next steps. The local chapter of the Red Cross is now helping victims of both fires. And more than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of the state's long-term care system. The two largest categories of people they're caring for are elderly parents and disabled children. AARP Wisconsin says they often go without vital support, even though they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year. As families gather during the holidays, Martin Hernandez from AARP Wisconsin says now's the time for important discussions.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
Caregivers spend an estimated $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses, paying for the kinds of things they need to care for their loved ones. Hernandez says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks Sunday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers take on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night football. Green Bay hoping some of their players are ready to return to action, like linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, who's been impressive as a rookie until he suffered a hamstring injury in practice 3 weeks ago.
It means a lot. It's been a long, long 3 weeks. I'm just ready to go out there and just play as hard as I could and make plays.
NBA, the Bucks are in Vegas. They face the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 in the NBA Cup semifinals. Women's college volleyball tonight, NCAA regionals, the Badgers in Lincoln, Nebraska, for a rematch with Texas A&M, a team they beat 2 months ago. Wisconsin C.C. Crawford asked how they've improved.
We've grown so much as a team, not only on the court, but off the court. One thing we worked on at the beginning of the year was communication, and we've excelled in that. Obviously, we played them earlier in the season, but they're a different team now. It's been 2 months. Same thing for us. We're a different team now, so it'll be a fun matchup.
That's the Badgers C.C. Crawford. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, 17 the low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, changing to rain by mid-morning with around a quarter inch possible by the time it ends tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is zero.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Nikki Zurjev and I talk about our favorite comedies. Brittany Merlot gives us an overview of the weather this winter. And Terry Barr brings the tunes on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
Independents believe the greatest threat to democracy was Joe Biden getting reelected. And that was independence, not Republican or Democrat. So what you say, you can believe, but that's not what the American public believes.
There's a difference between what the American people Sarah think Lama. And what's true. Right. So the idea, yeah. I don't know why, I don't know what we are, why the defense of Merrick Garland, sure. Donald Trump lied about an election being stolen and then sicked a mob on the Capitol. And it's funny that you roll your eyes at this, Kevin, because you're the one who went down and resurrected him.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hero of democracy, Sarah Longwell. Oh, my God. Go on, girl.
You want to know what happened just now in the 2024 election? Is we elected the most dangerous criminal corrupt human being that America has ever elected. And, Kevin, you helped him. You're the one who went and got him after.
You're
after.
Welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay.
And in doing so, you enabled this. And so Joe Biden, the idea that Joe Biden's Justice Department is the problem here, as opposed to Donald Trump and the fact that he tried to overturn an election and sick people on the Capitol, is, I don't know if people let you get away with that in rooms all the time, but you should never be allowed to get away
okay.
with it.
Damn! Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is going on? We do need to take a page from some of these former Republicans. That's Sarah Longwell. She worked in the Trump administration, right to Kevin McCarthy's stupid, smug face. She said that. Good for her. And Kellyanne Conway sitting next to her being all mean girl. And like, this is just a big joke to them.
Mm-hmm.
They all know what a crook and an incompetent traitor he is. And they're just like, oh, isn't this fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Good for you. Can we get her? Can she be my new best friend?
I'll see if I can find out how to get in touch with her.
That's how you model courage.
That's right.
What about Adam Kinzinger? Where is he? Let's go down to, this is him with Caitlin Collins. Mm-hmm. I love him just going, bring it on. Mm-hmm. Right about them coming after the January 6th committee. This is Tandia. Yeah.
Just in the face of him saying that people like you, members of the January 6th investigative committee, belong in jail, I mean, it's a pretty striking split screen.
Yeah, I mean, look, as I've said, is, you know, fine, whatever. If you got to make up charges, I was in the legislative branch. We were investigating as per the request from Congress to do that. We obviously came up with answers that embarrassed Trump. He was embarrassed by it. It showed that he was completely complicit for 187 minutes while violence happened.
I love that he said he was all butthurt.
Mm-hmm. He frankly wanted his vice president to be had to have violence against him, and that was embarrassing for the president. You know, sorry to embarrass you, Donald, but that's what we were tasked with, was the truth. And history books will record this as the truth. You want to threaten to throw us in jail for that? It just shows how small of a person you really are. I'm not intimidated. The person that intimidates me the least of anybody in this country is Donald Trump.
Gah! Gah! Suck it, Donald! Thank you.
Our Heroes of Democracy, stolen directly from Bob Seska's show.
Still no jingle.
It's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Do we need this more than ever? Did you vomit when you saw the Time magazine cover? Hey, Chris, you know who else was on the cover of Time magazine?
Hitler.
Yes, Hitler. Of course, Hitler. Oh, my God. This is the final... Some billionaire fanboy bought Time magazine, and this is the final nail in the right.
Well,
bending the knee and
been,
kissing the ring, and
Time magazine hasn't been Time magazine for over a decade now.
Oh, yeah. Easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like Newsweek isn't a legitimate news source.
But I mean, this is the final piece of the sane washing and the normalizing. This 34-count felon adjudicated rapist. Mm-hmm. It's just sickening. I may vomit up blood all morning.
Don't do that. It's
messy. Please don't. Put down some tarp if you
Oh, speaking of January 6th. Chris, could you take your organ out for yet another right-wing conspiracy theory? Oh, no. Undercover FBI agents were not present during the 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. A Justice Department watchdog said in a report debunking a popular right-wing conspiracy theory. Bye-bye. Oh, and the unreliable Russian drunk named Smirnoff, who could have seen that coming, confessed that his entire story was about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And, oh, gosh, James Comer, he's going to have a big sad. The entire fake Biden impeachment was based on that guy. Mm-hmm. How can you not see a Russian named Smirnoff might be?
Mm. Well,
Is that what his vodka, his vodka canaries told him, that Hunter's laptop something?
Could have been a guy named Absolute.
Charisma. Pardon?
Could have been a guy named Absolute.
That's true. That would have thrown him off the case.
Exactly.
That would have thrown him,
Or Tito.
I'm no Jessica Fletcher.
Yeah. Or Tito.
Columbo. But
or Tito.
I'm going to say.
Tito.
Sure. Yes. That would
Tito Smirnoff. That's his name.
That would throw you off because that's American.
That is
that's
American
right.
Vodka.
Yeah. George Clooney's behind that. Isn't
is
he?
Vodka. No, I don't think so.
Yes, he is.
Is he?
Yes. Don't challenge me.
It's a nice vodka.
I'm going to sell another Chris's Wrong t-shirt. Okay. By the way, we've gotten another spate of people sending us Shut Up Mountain and saying, I found it. It's from Grace and Frankie.
No, it's not.
I love each and every one of you so much. All mommy's little special snowflakes. That's not the sound clip. We know that it's from Grace and Frankie. It's the take your line of bolt down to the five and dime. Because no one's... Okay, it's that one. Yes, Christopher. Yes.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is a vodka made by fifth generation, founded by Tito Beverage in 1987.
George Clooney's one of the investors. Okay, I'm just telling you. Anyway, where do I even start? Oh, someone made a good point. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, Bo said, I feel like if you ever lied about being Time Magazine's Man of the Year and have been called out for your fake Photoshop magazine cover, you should be banned from being Time's Man of the Year. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
He's going to put it next to the fake one he did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hop. And can we just take a moment to say about the whole, price of eggs election that yesterday Trump was like, never mind. I don't know.
Right.
There's no way to. I don't know how to. It's hard. There's no way to bring down prices. Did I say that?
Yes, he did.
Did I say that?
Several times.
Did I say groceries? I didn't even know groceries were during the campaign. I didn't know. Yes, Christopher.
George Clooney owned Casamigos tequila, but he sold it for $1 billion.
Oh, well, I'm glad he's doing okay. I was worried.
Yeah. So, George Clooney never had anything to do with you.
He's a tequila man.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we make some wine that we sell, like Lucy and Ethel? Shouldn't we be
grape stomping? You've been approached by people for that, haven't you?
I don't believe so, no.
No?
No, I am no George Clooney. Anyway, he's not even in yet, and the gaslighting is, right? I mean, Chris, here's a serious question, okay? And I don't mean this to be patrascending. So after the election, you said liberals got to stop talking down to people. This was about the price of stuff. Okay. So, and I'm not disputing, even though the fact is the economy is provably statistically doing very, very well. My point is, I'm not saying you're wrong to think things cost too much. I'm not saying people were stupid or wrong for thinking that. But don't you have to be stupid to think that Donald Trump is going to fix it? I'm sorry. He's the biggest, most obvious con man, grifter, liar. I feel like he's laughing at them.
It wasn't Trump. It was change.
But you know what I mean? I feel like he's laughing at them. Do you remember when he said the thing about, like, there was never any way to get Mexico to pay for the wall? I mean, he's a walking version of punked, isn't he? This audience doesn't care. Like, he didn't do anything, he said. So why we thought, like, anybody thought a multiple times bankrupt, failed businessman who... The only person was talking about how to actually bring down prices was Kamala Harris and corporate price gouging. Now Trump's, what did he say? He's like, you know, it's very hard to bring them down. Once they're up, it's very hard.
Sure.
And right, he's already like, oh, did I say 24 hours that Ukraine? Oh, no, there's no way to do that. I'm like,
He's a timeshare salesman.
Okay.
He will say anything to get the sale, and that's what he did.
You're going to need to know, don't speak, because I know, Jody, I know. Gonna call me, what is it, liberal elite, coastal liberal elite, something, whatever.
Whatever.
Why did you be so stupid? Stupid.
No, don't speak.
Please.
Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Please. Silence. Please. Don't speak.
So stupid. How is he stupid to believe? And he, oh my God.
People bought the timeshare.
What did I say yesterday? I said he's never been in a supermarket in his life.
No, he hasn't.
What did I say yesterday?
No. He just discovered the word grocery.
Exactly.
Wait, this is... Hang on. Did you hear this story? Is this a Dear Sir story?
It is.
Tears in their eyes? Yeah. Uh-huh. I tell the story about a woman who went to a grocery store. He's never talked to a woman about going to a grocery store.
Oh, well.
She had three apples, and she put them down on the counter. She looked... She saw the price, and she said, "Will you excuse me?" And then she walked one of the apples back to the refrigerator.
They're not in refrigerator.
They're not in the refrigerated section. In fact, that makes them go bad. It works.
Exactly.
But do you understand? She did a sad little one-apple walk back to the apple refrigerator.
Holding it by the stem.
Right.
Yeah.
Just one little... How could you be so stupid to believe that he was going to fix anything?
People bought the timeshare.
Well, best of luck to y'all now.
And now you're saddled with the contract for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and those get you out of your timeshare thing. That's bull, too. So good luck.
Good luck
with
that.
Good luck, everybody, getting back your... When's vacation? Oh, it starts next Friday after the show.
You have five more days.
All right. Yes, Roland Martin, I'm with you. You just said all you idiots who voted for Trump over food prices should feel pretty stupid. I mean, he's not even in yet. Mm-hmm. Right. Chris, who said it's hard to bring things down once they're up. You know, it's very hard.
Roland Martin.
No, Roland Martin said the other thing. That was Trump himself. He said,
close.
Yeah, I told Time Magazine. Okay. I say, what can idiots believe that I can get grocery prices down? I just made that up, groceries. Okay. Jody, we're not going to survive this, are we?
No.
You know what? Because we're doing our final Sexy Liberal January 18th in D.C.,
right.
Available pay-per-view, I'm going back to the vintage ones. Remember the Survivor Tour?
Sure.
But actually, a million of us did not survive the Trump. This was right after COVID, the 2021 Sexy Liberal Tour.
That was in,
yeah, many of us did not survive that, and many of us likely will not survive this.
That was at the Barrymore. I remember that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, because it has a little vaccine thing, and it was right after COVID, and we hadn't left our house in 2 years.
That color
remember
scheme.
That? Remember we were wiping our ass with coffee filters? Remember that? Remember how the good things were?
I like that color scheme.
It's a nice color scheme.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are these still available? Can you get
vintage? Sure.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are.
SexyLiberal.com.
I haven't taken them down, so everything's up.
Well.
I don't remove anything from there.
Oh, good.
If there's a possibility of selling it, we're selling it.
It's how you support this entire
That's
progressive
right.
infrastructure, Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe. Do it. And get the gift pack is available in time for the holidays. If you want to gift Sexy Liberal DC to somebody, you know, it's a what?
I don't think a pack. It's just like we're selling the Warner Theater show.
I was misinformed as to how to say it.
Yeah, I think there wasn't a way to.
All right. Well, I don't. What the hell? I don't know what I'm talking about. Everyone knows that. Okay.
Purchase the pay-per-view from the Warner Theater coming up next month.
Yes. Today is going to be it's going to be a tough slog through cover of Time Mac. Oh, did you see when he rang the bell on Wall Street? Wall Street stocks went down immediately.
Yes, stocks went way down.
Because everything Trump touches just wow. But what's his name? The conservative writer, David French, wrote this piece in the New York Times about what an amazing gifts, you know, that Trump is being handed, just like he was last time by Obama. Fantastic economy, all of our foes weakened around the world. Because of Joe Biden. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be the most crazy-making. He will go down in history as one of the most successful. And Trump, and he was saying, I don't know, I'm going to guess based on previous, on that he's the most incompetent idiot in the world, that he's going to blow up everything out of ego. But there were, you know, he was actually counseling him, if you stay the course that Biden has set, you're going to have, you know, that he left gifts for him. But, you know, Trump is going to make it all about him, as he always does, right? And
I dare say he's an incompetent oaf.
He's, as Lauren Bacall once said to her publicist right in front of me, you incompetent oaf. I think I'm going to be saying that a lot. And my voice by the end of this administration is going to be in that Lauren Bacall register.
It is.
I'm already almost in Old Lucy, depending on how tired I am.
You're going to start selling instant coffee like Lauren Bacall
did. Mr. Carmichael. Oh, Ricky. Did she sell coffee when she was...
Yeah, there's a famous... I think it's High Point Instant Coffee.
Oh, your mom's got to get off the dime. Why isn't she hawking any coffee?
She's working right now.
Well, tell her to get hawking some coffee like Lucy.
I think she's okay.
All right. Oh, good. Tell her George Clooney will give her some of that tequila money.
He can give me some of that tequila money.
We could use it to get a new thing for the thing and also the thing. The
I have
other
some
thing
Tito's that's... vodka in my freezer.
Oh, good.
Debbie Boone is related to him by marriage.
It's oh, nice. That's right.
I love curling up with a rich cup of coffee.
That's
you
Lucy?
Think coffee and sleep don't mix? They do if it's High Point.
No, that's
it's
Lauren Bacall.
This is Lauren Bacall.
And the flavor's marvelous. You see, High Point has a special way of capturing flavor. Deep brewed flavor. It's a coffee lover's dream.
Deep brewed High Point.
That's fantastic.
I chase my entire pack of camels with a giant gallon of coffee.
To be fair, she had that voice when she was
young.
A lot younger.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
When she was with Bogey. Don't bring up Bogey.
She always
that
had
was
it.
The note I got before I interviewed
yes.
her.
Yes. And then you brought up Bogey.
Well, my executive producer, that's when, you know, I'm still scared about being a
Is
TV
this
what or not.
May leave?
She's like, do it. Ask about Bogey. She's terrifying. I'm sitting right next to her.
Was May Lee with you at this point?
No, that was my solo interview, so no one was there to help me.
Oh, okay. May wasn't there to pull you
but
back.
Can I just say I think the interview was marvelous. It's fun. Okay.
She always had that voice.
We're late. Yes, now you've gotten me into my old showbiz stories. 2022, which are marvelous.
Marvelous.
I'm Rula Lenska.
Okay, 22. Why... Were did they all smokers? What was
Break.
Brenda Bacall?
Break already!
Brenda Bacall sounded like she smoked tampons. And what was the other one?
Rula Lenska.
Yeah.
I'm Brenda Bacall for tampons. We're not number one, but we're up there. That's my
And Old Lucy.
That's my joke from
Old Lucy did smoke.
All right, look at how late you've made me. Right. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show is brought to you by Simply Safe.
Yep.
I can't. I'm telling you, it is a little scary. I know a lot of us are scared. We just are. I had a break-in because I forgot to turn it on because I went to bed so early, right? Yeah, that's one thing. You got to guard. You have to loser-proof your house because burglars are like, whose lights are off at 6 o'clock? That's why they thought no one was home.
Wasn't this at 3:30?
Yes.
No, it actually was like at 7:30. Okay. I'm just trying to make the story more pathetic because I think they started casing earlier and the lights were off by 6 o'clock, which is actually late for me. Is turning into such a sad story. Here's the happy news. Right now, Simply Safe is extending its massive Black Friday deal for my listeners. Get 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. It is the security system we trust. Your home is protected 24/7. Right now, you get 50% off just by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. This is your last chance to protect your home at Simply Safe's lowest prices of the year. Get that active outdoor guard protection. Holy cow. They are always innovating. They're preventing crime before it happens. No one else does that.
No.
Simply Safe, extending that Black Friday sale, 50% off any new system. Are you playing me off with any with a select professional monitoring plan? Get it the best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Inconceivable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action. Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers. The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required. Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, all right. Thank God for Cherilyn Ifill, who is one of our
heroes of democracy.
Okay.
Don't have a jingle.
I just, $75 million of us did not take crazy pills. Can I just tell you that right now? CNN headline: most Americans expect Trump to do a good job when he returns to office next month, and a majority approves of his handling of the transition so far.
That's frightening,
oh,
isn't it?
My God.
Sherrilyn Ifill said, amplify disinformation, sainwash his meanderings, refuse to press it with contrary facts, treat his conflicts, his nepotism, his ignorance as normal, and then tell us the majority of Americans approve of them. Yep. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. So please come vomit blood with us over at the Time magazine cover, won't you? And we have our fighty show. We got the Fuglesang and the Frangela and the Glenn Kirshner all coming up.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors allege they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery. The Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. And make sure you've got the scraper in the car. We've got a wintry mix headed our way tomorrow afternoon. It might make for sloppy conditions. The weather is also going to complicate our view of the Geminids. It's the brightest and busiest meteor shower of the year. Sometimes you can see more than 100 shooting stars an hour. But we'll have a lot of cloud cover and a full moon, making the meteors tougher to see. Not ideal, but your best shot of seeing some shooting stars is tonight around 9 or 10 o'clock. But don't worry, we've got another chance next weekend with the Ursids. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, 17 the low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, changing to rain by mid-morning with around a quarter inch possible by the time it ends tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are
correct,
thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We will be live in Seattle, Washington for a special preview of the Packers taking on the Seahawks. Trigby Olson joins me live, as well as our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I think he should have stayed 100%. We were counting on him to. You know, everybody's got to kind of hit the barricades right now and do what's best for the country, not what's best for themselves or what's best for an agency. And I thought this was a unique opportunity to have a one of those the guardrails of we have so few that at least there would be a continuity there in FBI so things wouldn't go harem scarem right after the inauguration.
Douglas Brinkley on Chris Ray's resignation.
But alas, now Trump's going to get the FBI, and that's if there is such a thing as a Department of Revenge and Retribution, that's where it's going to be emanating from Kash Patel and the people he brings in. And I think it's unfortunate that Ray couldn't have stayed in maybe 3 months, 6 months in, and then perhaps backed out.
Let's see what our friend thinks. Thank God former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner!
Glenn Kirshner!
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner!
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner! We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
I love your sweatshirt. As we said, justice matters. Does it though?
Yeah, well, it does to us, Steph. It does to us, and we're gonna keep fighting for it, even
That's
if
right.
it's like we're fighting a tsunami of corruption with a teaspoon of justice. We're just gonna keep at it.
Glenn, thank you. We played Sarah Longwell, who I don't know if you saw that, right to Kevin McCarthy's face, said what the truth was about J6, and you're the one that resurrected him and went down to Mar-a-Lago. If ever what Obama used to say, we're the ones we're waiting for, it's now. Yeah. Like, it's us, Glenn, to make sure that history is not erased in the United States of America.
It's only us. There is no politician. There is no special prosecutor. There is no judge. It is us, and we have to keep fighting for it because the alternative is just slouching toward autocracy, and we can't do that.
And I agree with Douglas. To me, this is more bending the knee, obeying in advance what Chris Ray did. It's more, just normalizing this really abnormal second firing of an FBI director that Trump himself appointed because he's not a big enough sycophant, even though I was no Chris Ray fan,
Yeah, nor was I, and I agree with Douglas Brinkley as well. This was Chris Ray obeying in advance. Let's remember, James Comey violated all kinds of rules and norms when he announced on the eve of a presidential election that nonsense about Hillary Clinton's emails investigation.
Handed the election to Trump, and he wasn't a big enough sycophant or whatever you call it.
And why did he say he did it? Because he wanted to preserve the reputation of the FBI. What did Chris Ray just do? He expressly said, I'm going to quit. I'm going to resign before my 10-year term is up rather than make Donald Trump wrongfully terminate me, and it would be a wrongful termination because you can only terminate an FBI director for good cause, and there is no good cause.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to go ahead and resign. Why? For the good of the Bureau. Well, how about for the good of the American people? How about for the good of American democracy? You stick it out, and you make Donald Trump wrongfully terminate you and expose yet additional abuse by Donald Trump. But he decided to obey in advance, and that is a damn shame.
Yeah. I mean, this is why we need democracy warriors like you more than ever. We just played some Adam Kinzinger saying, bring it on. I'm not scared of you. As I keep saying every day here, Glenn, like, courage is contagious, and so is cowardice. And yeah. I look at these two. We may be witnessing the end of actual truth and facts, but where am I? New report. The Justice Department Inspector General found no evidence the FBI had undercover agents at the Capitol on January 6th. This further undermines debunked right-wing conspiracies about the riot. This one, Phyllis Bill Bump tweeted, remember the Biden bribe story? The guy who invented it just admitted to making it up. Remember the FBI did the January 6th thing. According to the new IG report, they didn't. I'm sure Fox News will be suitably chastened. They'll just move right on to their next bunch of lies, right?
Yeah, the House Republicans were all about this guy who allegedly came forward with evidence that Joe Biden was involved in some bribe scandal. That guy just pleaded guilty in federal court for lying about Joe Biden. And yet the Republicans were all in with that felonious liar. And this is where we are. But you're right. Courage is also catching. What did you say?
Contagious.
You said it much better than me. Courage is contagious. Now you're a better wordsmith than me. And we're going to keep at it. We're going to keep at it. And here's the thing, Steph. I do believe that the imbecility and incompetence of Donald Trump's administration and the Republican Party writ large will be their downfall. They will not accomplish, you know, anything. Just like in the first 2 years of President Trump's term the first time around, he accomplished nothing but tax cuts for the billionaires. Yeah. He'll probably have some more giveaways for his friends, the billionaires. He's not going to accomplish much else, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. At least everything's in the open now. He's admitting it. It's like, oh, I can't bring grocery prices down. Who said that? I can't end the Ukraine war in 24 hours. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know, he's laughing at his idiot voters to their face. Let's talk about, tweeted, should President Biden pardon the innocent Liz Cheney, Benny Thompson, Jack Smith, and others? I mean, again, you know, I get it, Glenn. In your normal legal world, you don't want to accept a pardon if you're not guilty of anything, because the right wing immediately, even James Comer yesterday is like, well, see, Hunter's guilty of everything we said because he took a part. And at this point, how can we worry? What, they're going to say something no matter what you do. And, you know, by all accounts, he is going to go after the J6 committee. What do you think?
He is, Steph. But pardoning the innocent is a bad idea for every conceivable reason. Why? First of all, the Supreme Court said a pardon carries with it an imputation of guilt, and accepting a pardon is some confession of guilt. The innocent aren't guilty of anything, so they shouldn't be pardoned. Frankly, we've been yelling and screaming all along that the members of Congress, like, you know, Andy Biggs and MTG and Matt Gaetz and Scott Pardon Me Perry, are guilty of J6 crimes, which is why they had to ask for a pardon. If we start pardoning the innocent, that argument will be turned back on us. Here's the other thing. I want a vindictive prosecution. If Cash Patel and Pam Bondi try to bring one, I want it exposed in federal court in the full light of day.
Yeah.
And I want the judges to cram it down the throats of all of the people who try to vindictively prosecute Donald Trump's perceived enemies. But guess what? You give those folks pardons, it will never be handled in court. It will never be exposed. Instead, Trump will go right to using his military officials and his DOJ officials to detain people without cause and without due process, and then pardon them just like the Supreme Court said he would. I would rather see this attempted retribution run through the federal courts where it will be crammed down Trump's throat.
Yeah. I was texting with our L.A. sexy liberal best friend, Adam Schiff, and I offered to be his personal underground railroad and protect him here. Just because I hope he's right in saying I don't want the pardon. I will not be surprised at how many people Trump tries to bankrupt, you know, at the very least. But let's talk about more
heroes of democracy.
Alvin, you said AG Letitia James and New York DA Alvin Bragg tell Trump they will not dismiss his civil and criminal cases because hashtag
justice matters.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Justice matters?
Hey, we don't need that footnote, Chris.
Okay, sorry, Glenn.
But does it? there are no grounds for such relief now prior to the defendant's inauguration because president-elect immunity does not exist, Bragg's office wrote in the filing to Judge Merchan to reject Trump's request. According to Joyce Vance, Bragg made it clear he has no intention of going quietly, no obedience in advance from the office that obtained the only criminal conviction against Trump before his election win, ran out the clock on three other criminal cases against him. The district attorney flatly rejected Trump's argument that Supreme Court immunity ruling impacts their case and asked Judge Merchan to proceed to sentencing. Nothing, the DA writes, prevents Trump from being sentenced before the inauguration. And she finishes, Alvin Bragg, who won a hard-fought conviction, boy, I'll say, stood up for it today and stood up for it against Donald Trump. The courage should inspire us. It is a measure of the courage we are all capable of. We do not have to accept Donald Trump and the demise of the rule of law as inevitable. Your legal sister-in-law, Joyce Vance, and that's the kind of courage we're talking about modeling, right?
Yeah, I always agree with Joyce. So here's the thing.
Yeah, I think it's best.
Alvin Bragg. Alvin, listen, if Joyce tells me my middle name is not Lewis, I pull out my driver's license and double check because she's probably right.
That lady will take you to the chicken coop and there's no coming back.
That's right.
That's true.
So here's the thing. Alvin Bragg stood up and did the right thing. He said, listen, there's no such thing as president-elect immunity, and you're still a president-elect, so let's go to sentencing.
Yeah.
Now, that means he's less likely to get a period of incarceration, but maybe he gets a period of probation. But here's the thing. That finalizes and cements for all time Donald Trump's felony convictions. Or the alternative, he said, which I also like, is just suspend the case, right? Put it just kind of freeze it, like, yeah. Put it in hibernation. And then the minute Donald Trump leaves office and his temporary immunity expires because a sitting president can't be prosecuted, then we go to sentencing and then we can adjudge a sentence of incarceration. That either one of those two options, yeah. I think, are fine options. Let's see what the courts do.
I know there's so much criminality. We have to remember, Glenn, this is the case that he was convicted on 34 counts by a jury of his peers already. So, you know, as we were talking about, I think we mentioned this last week, that Adam Schiff was saying the J6 case, that Jack Smith should have done that, right? Just whatever you call it, pause it rather than dismiss it without prejudice or whichever those terms are. But what's your take on that, and whether it means at least Jack Smith can release the report, and will he? Garland? Yeah.
So I understand why Jack Smith felt constrained to do what he did, which was dismiss the cases without prejudice, which means they can be revived and prosecuted in the future, in theory, once Trump leaves office. He did that because the DOJ policy said he had to do that. I'm sure he didn't like it, but he had to follow DOJ policy. But now that the cases are dismissed, they're not live cases anymore, it frees Jack Smith up to issue his special counsel report about all of the evidence of Trump's crimes, both in the J6 prosecution and in the, you know, classified documents, obstruction of justice, espionage prosecution down in Florida. Because remember, he was also indicted on espionage charges because of the sensitivity of that classified information he was unlawfully retaining at his Florida home.
Glenn, a couple more cases. I just wanted to get your take on. Trump has filed a motion to try to toss out the lawsuit against him by the exonerated Central Park Five. The defamation suit was filed in October after Trump doubled down in the debate. You remember the presidential debate, claiming it was reasonable to infer their guilt. Again, not a lawyer. Right. I don't see how that's not a slam dunk case of defamation. They have been exonerated by DNA evidence.
It is. That will be a negotiated settlement at the slam dunk case. And, you know, but Donald Trump doesn't care because he'll just ask his supporters to buy more of his sneakers and his Bibles and his perfume and his watches to make up whatever it is he's going to have to pay out for that defamation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That was part of the, but is it, section?
I was told there was no editorializing or footnotes.
Let's talk about this. Luigi Animagiani case. A national security analyst identified a gap in the law that could shield the family of the assassin from potential legal consequences. So his mother had filed a missing person report for her son last month, several months after he suddenly ended contact with all his family and friends. Uh-oh. Glenn went away. Can we get him back?
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm just going to continue. The expert said relatives must have recognized him in photos circulated by law enforcement during the manhunt, but she said they may have no legal obligation to identify him to police. This is an interesting legal question. The analyst said there's no legal duty to rat out your son. There just isn't, unless they actually knew that he had committed the crime or could stop him from future crime. There's no legal obligation to see something and then say something. It's a gap in the law, but as anyone can guess, it's probably quite complicated morally. What's your take on that? Because I know everybody was asking, like, where is his family? People must recognize this picture has been out there for a week.
This is a tricky question because typically the law says you can't be an accessory after the fact to somebody's crime. There's also an offense called misprision of a felony. You can't help cover up a crime that you know has been committed. But ordinarily, there is no legal obligation for everybody to run to the police station or drop a dime, pick up a phone and say, hey, I need to provide information about the identity of somebody I believe committed a crime. It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. Of course, when it's a family member, the, you know, equities can be very challenging for everyone.
Yeah.
But ordinarily we don't require, and thereby we don't penalize or punish people who don't pick up the phone and tell the police all day, every day about crimes that they know.
I just Only a Jersey guy would use the word term drop a dime. I just think of someone in my family I have to drop a dime like that on. Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Bam! Yeah. Well,
Seth, we remember when calls at payphones, you had to put that dime in the payphone. Yes. That's where drop a dime came from.
Absolutely.
Snitches get stitches. But, you know, we talked to Frank Fuguzzi, your cruising partner, not in a gay way, in an actual cruise for an actual cause that you did.
Very handsome man.
He is a very handsome
man. Yeah, he is.
So are you. But, you know, we talked about, you know, the danger of copycats. And, you know, already there's a story in the, you know, this day about today about a woman got denied a claim. She was on the phone with Blue Cross Blue Shield and said the, you know, the phrases that were on the bullet casings said, you're next or whatever. Again, I don't know what the penalty is for making threats. She said, I don't own a gun and I wouldn't actually have done anything. But, you know. It does embolden people to say, like, the whole system's broken, so this justifies me to fill in the blank.
Yeah, Steph, but we cannot get to a point where we're, you know, all about eating the rich and doing whatever it is to the oligarchs that we think, you know, they have coming. That is not the society we are. It is not the America we want. We have to fight them at the ballot box. We have to fight them in the courts. We have to fight them in Congress.
On the beaches?
Yes. But we cannot take matters into our own hands because even if we have been, you know, egregiously wronged by an insurance company, violence is never the way to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah. I will admit on maybe just a couple of occasions I have done the douchey things of I have a radio show and I might just want to chat about this. But that's not the same. That's not the same, is it?
No,
that's
you
just,
have a platform.
That's just douchey.
Listen. For decades, Steph, you've used your platform to, you know, expose abuse and corruption and hate and all of that. And you should keep doing
it.
You should triple down on it.
And we used it to expose
bad
internet connections.
I use my superpowers for good, mostly. I haven't talked about the egregious charges, Uber Eats charges. But anyway, let's not even get into it.
I salute you, Steph. I salute you.
All right. I salute you, too, sir. Well, all right. Can you wait? Because I have to ask you a thing about a guy at a place. Just wait. Stay. Hang on. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yep.
Oh, I know. Everybody's thinking about snuggling with Glenn Kirshner in their Cozy Earth sheets and their Cozy Earth pajamas.
Yes.
And everybody. I mean, his wife, his lovely wife. Okay, bamboo sheet set, the ultimate in luxury. It is designed to be incredibly breathable, keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. That is important for Mrs. Kushner because, woo, steamy, steamy, steamy. Oof. Okay, Cozy Earth long sleep bamboo pajama set. Comes in men's and women's.
Yes.
Oh, my God, the sheets, the comforters, all of their stuff. I have all of it. It's so luxurious, soft and stylish. Made from viscose from bamboo. That's why it's so soft and so temperature regulating.
It's sustainable, too.
It's sustainable. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what you can get?
What?
Extra shipping. Sorry, I'm getting sleepy. It's time for vacation.
Yeah.
If you order by December 13th, you get free shipping. Expedited shipping available through December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
And we'll be right back.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have state updates today, including North Carolina's Supreme Court race and a power grab by its legislature, ranked choice voting in Alaska, and more charges in Wisconsin for Donald Trump's fake elector scheme advisors. We reported December 11th that a GOP state Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and failed in two recounts asked the North Carolina Election Board to invalidate 60,000 voters. North Carolina Newsline reports that in a 3-2 vote Wednesday, the board rejected that request, though a court appeal is likely. Also December 11th, the North Carolina legislature overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill designed to strip power from the incoming Democratic governor and attorney general. In an attempt to retain GOP power before it loses its supermajority, the authority to appoint election board members was shifted to the state auditor, a Republican. The attorney general was also stripped of any ability to bring suit against legislation proposed by the legislature. In Alaska, a recount of the attempted repeal of ranked choice voting and open primaries is complete. The repeal failed by 0.25%. In Wisconsin, 10 additional felony forgery charges were brought against Trump campaign advisors, attorney Jim Trupas, attorney Kenneth Chesbro, and Election Day director Mike Roman. We have links to more on all of these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Stephanie Miller.
Six minutes after the hour, when the creepy guy that owns the radio show that's trying to kill you for the life insurance money says, "Do you want me on for a minute?"
Yeah.
Really? Is there any other answer, Chris? Not really.
Not really.
No. Hi. Oh, hi, Ron. Hi.
Hi, Steph. Thank you again for that wonderful massage. I don't want to give people the wrong idea, put the wrong thoughts.
It wasn't a happy ending one.
No,
I gave them
I did a little forehead massage.
You know what I did? I massaged your third eye and the rest of your forehead.
Yes. Yes, and now I'm just a different person.
And then he offered, Chris, which is nice, because you know my hot water heater's on its last legs. Uh-huh. He offered to shower with me so we can save water. Which
I thought
you
that
know
was
what?
Kind.
This man gives and he gives. He gives to the progressive community, to this Stephanie Miller universe.
Aw, she rejected that too.
Hmm. All right. Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Good morning. Is everybody happy?
Uh-huh.
Slide over.
Oh, yeah, slide over.
Oh, I wasn't on camera?
We've been talking about the many, many articles about how liberals need to run progressive infrastructure if we ever want to win an election again. So thank you for being basically the only person in America that is supporting progressive infrastructure.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. But there are others. But, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years.
20 plus. Years, this show.
You know, God bless us, right? Yeah. We didn't really make a big deal of it, given everything else going on. It wasn't about us. It was about the election and stuff. But,
You know, StephanieMiller.com and SexyLiberal.com, so many ways to give and support the poor little man that is holding up progressive infrastructure single-handedly in America. Thank you, Ron.
The other way.
We're done.
Wow. Harsh.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulationary to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west side or online at Verlo.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. We know 2025 will bring a new presidential administration, but what will the new year bring for the nation's workers? ABC's Jim Ryan looks at new studies.
The great resignation that came during the pandemic has given way to what economists are calling the great stay. The ZipRecruiter survey of 2,000 companies finds predictions of a sharp decline in turnover in the coming year, with credit going to improved salaries, benefits, and work-life balance. But a separate survey by Glassdoor finds that turnover rates might be falling because workers feel stuck in their current jobs.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a visit to Iraq on his trip to the Middle East. He maintains the U.S. is determined to prevent the return of ISIS because of the new power vacuum in Syria after the collapse of Bashar Assad's government. McKinsey agreed to pay $650 million as part of a deferred prosecution agreement over allegations it helped Purdue Pharma sell more OxyContin despite knowing the dangers and risks. This is ABC News.